forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 90. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, lows level off around 63, partly cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 85, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 84.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Wheat harvest is ongoing across the state of Kansas and the Mid-America region, but with the drought conditions, the outlook of the wheat harvest hasn't been too great. But with many farmers finally out in the fields looking at the quality, they say that even though it's still not great, it's maybe slightly better than what was anticipated.
It was really tough growing conditions all year, and so we're pleasantly surprised so far. I'd be lying if I didn't say I was a little worried, but I try to stay pretty level. We planted normal time. It was extremely dry. We had really terrible planting conditions.
It's basically a gamble. You throw seed in the ground and hope you get some rain, and hope Mother Nature helps you along there.
That audio from KWCH News. They say some of the recent rains over the past month has helped for the last little bit of the growing season before the harvest, but it's also helped more so with the spring planting going into the fall crops, getting prepared for 2023. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's Toppers Plus Truck Accessories 25th Anniversary Event, June 16th and 17th. Visit our new 20,000 square feet location at 333 Northwest Street. Anniversary specials, register to win prizes and giveaways. Friday night, car show and barbecue 4 to 8 p.m. Saturday, food trucks, bouncy houses, overlanding vendor expo and concert featuring the Dirty Gentlemen. Toppers Plus 25th Anniversary, Friday, June 16th and Saturday, June 17th. 333 Northwest Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316. Let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding, and Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
The Kansas Corporation Commission earlier this week has announced a new project with an extensive project involving construction of 370 miles of new transmission lines running across the state of Kansas. As KWCH News reports that the KCC approved the request from the company of Invenergy Transmission LLC to move forward with their Grain Belt Express Clean Line project that would create 780-mile transmission lines to be built in two different phases, with phase one constructing the 370 miles of line that runs through Kansas and could start next year. They say the project will run across Kansas with a converter station in Ford County and continue into the states of Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana, carrying wind energy to the eastern portion of the country. In other news, a 43-year-old man has died after being hit by a train in a late-night accident that happened in North Lawrence. WIBW reports that according to the Lawrence Police Department, the event happened around midnight when they say a Union Pacific engineer was reported that he saw a man who had been laying in the tracks and attempted to stop the near 2-mile-long train.
Crown Over Auto Sales is growing. New and expanded inventory with great selection of reliable vehicles at the price you're looking for. Service to back every sale and a welcome hand without a hard sales pitch. Stop by and see Crown Over Auto Sales across from Valley Vet, East Highway 36, Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska state health officials are warning residents in the area or those who may have visited Lake One at Fort Kearney, as the lake has tested positive for E. coli just last week. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to those health officials, they say that the E. coli levels exceeded the 235 colony forming units per milliliter, which means it may be dangerous to ingest the water with such a high concentration of the bacteria.
What happens with E. coli if you ingest that is it can cause diarrhea, really severe diarrhea. And everybody's had kind of that stomach bug on occasion, but that's kind of what it amounts to. And so you can get what we call it gastrointestinal distress, diarrhea, you can get stomach cramps.
That was Jeremy Eschlinman, the health director at Two Rivers Public Health Department on KSNB Local Channel 4, where they are recommending that if you are exposed to the water, to take a good shower and make sure to wash well. If you're fishing, to make sure you wash your hands cleanly and try not to swallow any of the water.
Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Reporting for KNDY, I'm Max Blasky. Cloud County Community College recently announced their spring 2023 presidents and honor rolls list. Cedric Heston of Marysville and Logan Sprague of Waterville were named to the honor roll list, earning a semester grade point average of 3.66 to 3.89. Faith Bikeman of Lynn, Abigail Rose of Frankfort, Faith Flower of Blue Rapids, and Madison Ronnebaum of Marysville earned all president's honors with a GPA of 3.9 to 4.0. Celebrating a milestone year, the Washington County Rodeo gets underway this evening. Rodeo events both Friday and Saturday evening include ranch bronc performance, barrel racing, and business steer riding. One of the many coordinators for the event, Rachel Footit with the Washington County Saddle Club, joins me as a guest on our public affairs program this weekend and gives us a glimpse into what is planned for this Friday evening.
So we open up our gates at 5 o'clock, and then we'll roll into the supper. We're going to be hosting a free pork burger dinner to the first come, first serve of our attendees. And so we hope that you can come out and have a free meal with us and enjoy that fun time. And then Color Guard performance starts at 6:30 with our rodeo performance starting at 7:30. We're going to also offer mutton busting. Many people of our attendees have been asking for that for the kids, and so we're offering that both nights. And then we have two very exciting entertainment spots that are going to be taking place both Friday and Saturday night. We're going to have local DJ Dusty Bonner joining us Friday night to kick off the dance floor after the rodeo wraps up. And then we're going to have Luke Christensen Band, and they're based out of Oklahoma, coming up and playing some of their original songs and playing some covers for us on Saturday night. And so I think that both of those events will be really fun to wrap up both evenings of the rodeo.
Celebrating their milestone 50th year with the Washington County Rodeo, Rachel comments on just what this rodeo means to the area and the county over the last half century.
I definitely say that the 50th is a really big deal for us here in the community of Washington. But then on top of that, just being a part of the Western Heritage and promoting rodeo, that's a really big deal. We are a smaller rodeo when it comes to kind of the grand scheme of rodeos. But I think that being a smaller rodeo really shows our commitment to being involved in the rodeo and Western Heritage and being a support to our community. And we've really grown a lot over those 50 years. When the Saddle Club first joined, you know, it was and put together and we put on the rodeo, it was just in a field north of Morroville. You know, it was very small, but everybody came together and you know, supported each other. And now we've grown to where we're down at the fairgrounds. And each year I feel like we're growing our area and growing our support and growing, you know, what we have going on, that it's a really big deal to a lot of us that, you know, help put that event on.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some sunshine early on today, then a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Showers pick up slightly overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Showers and thunderstorms become very likely throughout Saturday, otherwise some sunshine with our highs in the mid 70s and upper 80s. And showers will continue throughout Saturday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Warming back up slightly on Sunday, more showers and thunderstorms are likely, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s, before clearing up over Sunday night with our lows in the lower 60s. Temperatures are going to warm back up very quickly as we head into next week. Sunshine on Monday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. Clear skies over Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Still staying sunny on Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s and a slight chance for some rain showers Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature this time, middle June, 86 degrees. High temperature on this day, 102. Average low temperature, 64 degrees. Record low, 47. Sunset this evening at 8:55. Sunrise in the morning at 6 a.m.
Eggs to wash or not wash. We will try to unscramble fact from fiction today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 16th. It is the 167th day of the year, and golf champ Phil Mickelson has a birthday. Is it necessary to wash eggs before use at the risk of sounding like we're walking on eggshells? Our answer is, it depends. Freshly laid eggs have what is called a bloom or cuticle, a thin coating that protects the porous shell from air and bacteria. Unwashed, the coating remains intact and will keep the egg unspoiled for days, if not weeks. Store-bought eggs have already been washed, so although they're clean, it's always necessary to refrigerate them. Either way, giving them a rinse right before use is a good idea. Oh, and if you have your own hens and eggs, read up on local regulations. States differ on rules concerning egg handling and safety. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to Kia DY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on Kia DY, service of these community sponsors.
Mother Nature has a way of putting a dent in our plans, and sometimes those dents come in the form of hail. If you've had recent hail damage to gutters or garage doors, remember to call Blue Valley Door. They'll give you a free estimate to repair or replace your garage door. And if you have gutter damage, choose your new heavy-duty seamless gutters from a variety of colors. Local residential, commercial, and agricultural service. That's Blue Valley Door. They're here for you long after the storm is gone. Call 228-1276. Blue Valley Door, 1.5 miles west of Beatrice on Highway 4.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know How.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
Sonic has something delicious for you.
Hey, announcer guy, that's your cue.
Try under $2 and $3 Craves from Sonic with on-the-go snacks like the Fritos Chili Cheese Jr. Wrap or classics like the Quarter Pound Double Cheeseburger. Basically, you crave, you save.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely craving that previously mentioned thing.
Sonic under $2 and $3 Craves.
Mmm, Sonic.
Tax not included. See menu for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Get your boots ready and let's get rowdy. June 17th is Red Dirt Saturday at A&H Farm featuring Brandon Davis. Join us for a day of fundraising and awareness as seven bands bring the beat to A&H Farm June 17th. This family-friendly event will be come and go, but you won't want to miss a moment. Drinks and concessions will be available for purchase on-site, and 100% of the tips will be donated to our local Big Brothers and Big Sisters. See you at Red Dirt Saturday, June 17th at A&H Farm. Thank you to some of our local sponsors, Glavin Ford, The Chef, Care Travel, Nico's, and ESB Financial.
CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort is your summer spot with free fountain drink Fridays. Buy 8 or more gallons of fuel every Friday all summer long to claim your free 32-ounce fountain drink.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's Feeding Minds. A press released its latest book, Connecting Children to What Life is Like on the Farm. Foundation Education and Outreach Director Julia Retko says the book features a heartwarming yet true-to-life tale.
The new book is called Barn at Night, and it is by author Michelle Hout. And Barn at Night features a father and daughter as they work in the pre-dawn hours in their barn to feed and care for their animals, and is illustrated with wonderful watercolors from the very talented illustrator Jen Benton.
They say that the book helps build awareness of agriculture through education. As they say, over the years, children have been less exposed to agricultural industries and environments as growing up more in the cities. The book is available wherever books are sold, and you can learn more online at feedingupmindspress.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Early bird specials are here for you only at Rusty Eck Ford. They say the early bird gets the worm. Well, at Rusty Eck Ford, the early bird gets $500. That's right. When you buy any new or pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and make your deal by 1 p.m., you'll get a $500 Visa gift card that you can use on whatever you want, anywhere you want. Call us, come see us, or check us out online at RustyEckFord.com. Our team will help you find the new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV you want from our huge inventory. We'll help you with the best deal right up front. You'll get top dollar for your trade, plus you'll get a $500 Visa gift card when you make your deal by 1 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Get the $500 early bird special today only from Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. $500 Visa gift card with purchase of vehicle in stock prior to 1 p.m. at Rusty Eck Ford. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Offers expire months ahead.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Will the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute release the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021? And the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, you know, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. Demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
Recent news and weather reports tell us that the storm season is already in full swing. This can mean devastating hail, damaging winds, tornadoes, or all of the above. Last summer, we saw locally firsthand what kind of damage these storms can cause in just a few moments, not only to your crop, but also to your bottom line. Adding crop hail to your risk management plan is a very easy and economical way to add full coverage for the full value of your crop. Rates are great, and now is the time to get those crops insured for that storm that may be on the horizon. Call Tammy today at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393, for more information and quotes. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
The Army needs brave soldiers in this battle, and seemed the bravest of them all was a man in the heat of the conflict, yet one not there to take up a weapon. Soldiers soon noticed he would run to the sound of the gunfire, because that's where he was needed the most. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
News on the radio, it's nice because it's just a quick snippet and I don't have to go searching for it or grab a paper.
I listen to radio because anywhere that I'm going, I'm listening to music or I'm listening to a talk show or I'm just trying to stay up on current events.
I always turn into the radio to see if I need to take shelter or where it's hitting, to see what I need to be preparing for.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
In tiny Pilsen, Kansas, you'll find the St. John Nepomucene Church. Young Emil Capon grew up here during the Depression years, seeing his family trying to scrape by on what they could grow and learning the Christian faith from his family and community.
He was taught about self-sacrifice, because when you lived on the farm in those days, if you ran out, you went without. And then he was taught there was someone far greater than he was to lead the soul along the right path. Those were the things he took with him to Korea.
Harriet Bina says Emil became a priest and served a short time here at his home parish, then went to World War II as a chaplain, then back to the U.S. However, he wanted to remain active in the military as a chaplain. While serving at Fort Bliss in El Paso, he received orders he'd be heading to Korea. He made a visit here to Pilsen before heading overseas.
And the bishop allowed him to come home and spend a month here in Pilsen telling his family, his loved ones, goodbye. And so he had two masses here on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then he left.
It was the last time Father Emil Capon would be in his boyhood church. By the middle of 1950, he was in the thick of the fighting, and those around him noticed how the priest and chaplain served.
The men told us from the time they hit the shores of Korea, he made a name for himself. They said he seemed unafraid.
Those men soon gave the chaplain priest a nickname.
We'd peek out and we'd see this priest running across the battlefield, headed for the sound of the guns where all that shelling was going. They said, "Father, why do you do that?" He said, "Where you hear that shelling, where you hear all that gunfire, somebody is wounded, somebody is dying, they need me." They used to call him "Run to the Sound of the Gun, Capon."
The most difficult chapter of the war for those men was still ahead. And the story is next time as we travel the countryside in Pilsen, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCray.
Unless you catch a lot of fish out of your pond, it's hard to tell how they're doing. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A biologist can age your fish and assess pond quality as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Betsy knew there were some old lunkers swimming around the bottom of her pond. They had a DNR aquatic specialist age the grass carp and discovered they were more than 25 years old. Brian Greb is an associate professor of fisheries at South Dakota State University. He says knowing how old the fish are gives you an idea of the health and quality of the pond's ecosystem. For example, if most of the fish come from just a few age groups, it tells you that reproduction is spotty.
So that would indicate maybe you have some sort of spawning habitat or rearing habitat issues. A lot of times it might be a lack of vegetation, for example. A 15-inch largemouth bass, it's a big difference if that 15-inch bass is 3 years old and growing really fast or 12 years old and growing really slow. That tells you a lot about the prey supply in your pond.
Biologists use a variety of techniques to tell how old a fish is. They observe the scales, clip off a fin ray, or look at the otolith, which is the ear bone inside the fish's head. Greb says the otolith provides the most precise information.
The otolith is a fairly small bone, but it has very distinct growth bands. We can put them underneath a dissecting scope, and, you know, it's just like counting rings on a tree. You know, we look at the dark and light bands, and that'll tell us the age structure.
How many fish it takes to make the assessment depends on the body of water. Hundreds of fish may be analyzed from a large lake, but Greb says for most farm ponds, a sample of 25 to 30 fish in a range of sizes will do. There is no set schedule for how often the fish should be aged. Call a biologist if you haven't done an assessment in a while, you just bought an acreage with a pond, or you're worried about the health of the fish. Learn more about aging the fish in a pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Have you ever been shopping for clothes and found a tag that says one size fits all? It sounds nice in theory, but we all know that every person is unique and needs something that fits them specifically. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Well, the same goes for retirement planning. The magic number myth is the idea that there's a specific amount of money that everyone needs to save to retire comfortably. The truth is, there's no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to retirement savings. Everyone's situation is different, and factors like your age, your lifestyle, and unexpected expenses in retirement will all impact how much you personally need to save. Focus on developing good financial habits that align with your faith. Make preparing for a retirement a priority. This could mean cutting back on expenses, gradually increasing your retirement contributions over time, or seeking professional advice to help you make informed decisions about financial tools available to you.
Summertime is tick season in much of the country. Why watchfulness is important concerning ticks today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Ticks are more than just a nuisance. They can be life-threatening as well. Lee Townsend is a University of Kentucky professor emeritus and extension entomologist.
Ticks have almost a soup of pathogens and microbes in them that can cause problems both for humans and animals. Symptoms for many of these things are mild and they can resemble a summer cold. So in many cases, we may have been exposed to a tick-borne disease, not really had a serious impact from it.
Townsend adds, however, that some tick-related illnesses can be fatal or disabling.
When ticks feed, they inject saliva that keeps blood from clotting, that promotes blood flow into areas where they're feeding, and some people develop an allergic reaction to this particular material, which is also in red meat. It's different from a disease, but another aspect of what can happen if ticks are allowed to feed on us for very long.
Ticks used to be a problem confined to rural areas, but many urban communities now report a tick presence as well. You can protect yourself somewhat by using chemical repellents and keeping exposed skin to a minimum. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Kansas heat got you in a mood? Cool off with CJ Express's free Fountain Drink Friday all summer long. Purchase 8 or more gallons of fuel and get a free 32-ounce fountain drink.
The Washington County Rodeo celebrates 50 years, so come join them June 16th and 17th at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Gates open at 5 p.m. Rodeo gets underway at 7:30 each night, with cowboys and cowgirls competing in different rodeo events, including ranch bronc riding. Enjoy the beer garden, dancing, music, and vendor fair. Plus, business deer wrestling on Saturday night and mutton busting for 3 to 7-year-olds both nights. Get details on the Washington County Rodeo Kansas Facebook page.
Thank you.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday, April the 28th. Farm leaders told a White House ag panel the next farm bill must update reference prices and protect or even improve crop insurance. National Corn Growers President Tom Hague laid out his group's top 2023 farm bill priorities.
Protecting the federal crop insurance, strengthening the producer safety net, bolstering U.S. international market developments, and supporting voluntary conservation programs.
Hague and the other commodity leaders joined General Farm Commodities Chair Austin Scott in complaining that PLC and ARC reference prices set in 2012 are way outdated.
The current statutory reference price for corn is $3.70 per bushel, well below the current market price and long-term historical average prices.
And now here's a look at your relative humidity across the state of Kansas at 2 o'clock this afternoon. You'll see 54% humidity in Liberal, so that's going to be the southwestern part of Kansas. In the northwestern part of the state, 58% humidity. Central part, 46%. Wichita and the southern south central part, 49%. Eastern part of Kansas, 45%. North central part of Kansas, 42%. So basically between 40 and 50% humidity for the state of Kansas. Now elsewhere, Amarillo, 56%. Oklahoma City, 74%. Tulsa, 67%. Pueblo, 44%. Denver, 72%. North Platte at 62% relative humidity. Let's look at your ag news on this Friday, June the 16th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Hope you have a great weekend.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Strive Bank in Wichita. Have you heard of them? Strive Bank is a Wichita community bank you can trust. Strive Bank, STRYV, is locally owned and was started by business investors here in 1974. With a focus on business, Strive knows the ins and outs of the local market. Strive, spelled STRYV, is a full-service bank with two local locations for all your consumer and business needs. Visit STRYVBank.com. Strive Bank, locally owned, here for all your banking.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
New farm products, technologies, and practices come out every year. The best way to wade through them is by doing your own on-farm research on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Are coming.
constantly bombarded with the latest gee whiz product or practice they should have on the farm. However, producers are often skeptical, saying it can be hard to find good, unbiased research and information on how it might work in their own production systems. One way to get your questions answered is to allocate a small percentage of acres to try them out for yourself. Paul Gross is a field crop educator at Michigan State University. He says you should have at least one research project going on your farm every year on new products and practices.
One that's been fairly popular is seeding rate for soybeans and how we can optimize our yield and, you know, maybe save a little bit on seed costs and still get those yields. I know farmers are doing some of the new seed genetics. They'll compare some of the newer varieties. They'll look at new seed treatments. There's different fertility products. There's a lot of crop protection products that are out there that are available to try.
There are many ways to do this, so how you do your testing is up to you.
It can be just part of a field that's already in production where you may want to put some strips in. It might be just a couple acres. You know, it just depends on what you want to try and how many acres you might need to make a good comparison. You know, it depends on if you want to do just side-by-side demos or if you really want to gather on-farm statistics to make sure that that practice or that product is giving you a statistical benefit.
Gross says once you have your information, there are agronomists and others who can help you decipher your discoveries. I'm Jody Henke. You'll find more details on conducting research on your farm at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you. On this Friday, we're almost there, aren't we? July corn, 635 and a quarter. That's up 12. September corn up 19 and a quarter at 589 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for July up 31 right now at 843 and three quarters. September Kansas City wheat up 31 and three quarters at 840 and a quarter. July oats up 2 and a quarter at 405 and a half. September oats at 406 and a half. That's up 2 and three quarters. Taking a look at soybeans for July, 1466 and a quarter. That's up 38 right now. August soybeans up 36 and a quarter at 1404 and a half. Looking at cotton for July, 81.81. That's up $1.17. October cotton, $82 even, and that's up 12 cents. Live cattle for June, 177.60. That's up 2.5 cents. August live cattle, 171.37 and a half cents. That's up 30 cents. Feeder cattle for August, 234.45, up 32 and a half cents. And September feeders, 237.60, that's up 7.5 cents. Crude oil for July, 71.26 per barrel. That's up 64 cents. August crude, 71.44, up 63 cents. Let's look at gold very quickly for you. Gold for June, 1953.50. That's down $4.30. Gold for August, 1969.70, that's down a dollar. Silver for July, 24.13 and a half, up 18 cents. September silver, up 19 cents at 24.35. Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 42, S&P up 7, NASDAQ up 2. Let's look at your market information for this Friday, June the 16th. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network.
Planting wheat for cattle grazing? New from the AgriPro brand of wheat varieties, AP Baldy is the cattleman's choice. AP Baldy is an onless forage wheat that has been bred to perform in colder winter climates. AP Baldy has shown very good winter hardiness, medium maturity, and long-lasting green leaf duration. Make the most of your wheat grazing acres with the new AP Baldy. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for all your wheat acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and Aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Have a blast this Friday at the Beatrice Speedway with a special race week running Malvern Bank Super Late Models, Modified, Hobbies, Compact, and Sports Mods. Hot laps at 6:30, qualifying runs at 7 with races at 7:30. Adult tickets $20, kids 6 to 12 $10, and kids 5 and under are free. Let's go racing this Friday at the Beatrice Speedway. Check out the full race schedule at beatricespeedway.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. A Russian attack on Ukraine at the beginning of June has created more difficulties for the country. K-State Associate in the Department of Agricultural Economics, Antonina Boyaka, discusses the impact that the dam Russia destroyed will have on agriculture in the region.
The Kokha hydroelectric power plant is completely destroyed and cannot be renewed. Millions of gallons of water flooded banks of Dnipro River. Up to 80 settlements are in danger of direct flooding. Several thousand of houses are already under the water. The evacuation of civilians is continuing, and we already evacuated several thousands of people. And depending on the level of the water, it would be necessary to evacuate at least 16 up to 40,000 people.
The destruction takes away irrigation possibilities for producers and means they can't produce their grain and oil crops in that region.
Flooded territory will become completely unsuitable for agriculture. Irrigation system is destroyed. The disaster will stop the water supply of 31 field irrigation system in Dnipropetrovsk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia region. Before the war in 2021, these systems provided irrigation for 584,000 hectares, from which we harvested about 4 million tons of grain and oil crops worth about $1.5 billion.
She shares the number of damages that have taken place in agriculture and the concerns it creates.
The total damage to the Ukrainian agriculture reached almost $9 billion, or more than 20% of its physical assets. Agricultural damages and losses continue to grow every day. And unfortunately, Ukrainian farmers driving nearly to bankruptcy and substantially depressing this and the next season agricultural output, therefore increasing concern about global food security.
That was K-State Associate in the Department of Agricultural Economics, Antonina Boyaka, with an update on conditions in Ukraine. Hear her full update on the Black Sea region by going to www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. Thank you.
for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.